How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
We are the last
Americans.
Hell yeah.
What is up, everybody? Welcome
to
the show.
Hoes for Harris. Hoes for Harris,
hose
baby.
Hoes for Harris.
Yeah, we got that hoes in this house. Got the hoes in. I'm voting for Kamala Harris, and I'm a hoe.
We've reached a new low for political campaigns, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, it is sad. You look at, like, the yesteryears of George Washington, you know, our founding fathers, and, like, how historically presidential they are, and now we're left with Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
it's like a slug slowly just crawling on the cement, and you see the trail, and you're going, oh, boy, this is really it?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's almost like we all think we may be, like, dreaming that this is happening, but it's actually happening. We're living in bizarre world right now.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Camacho RNC, literally Hulk Hogan pulling off his shirt like President Camacho, dude. You know,
you're not gonna mess with my president, brother.
Oh, speaking of Hulk Hogan, I had a couple dreams last night, and he was in them.
Oh, damn, bro. Okay, let's divulge into this.
I don't know why. Like, I don't even really remember what the dreams were about. I just remember,
obviously sex.
I just remember Hulk Hogan being there. And I remember being in my dream looking at Hulk Hogan going, why are you here?
Oh, boy.
It was weird. I don't know why. Yeah. I've never had a dream with Hulk Hogan in it before, so I don't know why all of a sudden he's in two of mine last night.
Dude, that's pretty messed up, dude. Like, what were you doing? Do you remember what the...
I don't remember even what I was doing. I just remember seeing him in my dream. I don't remember where I was or what I was doing. I just remember, like, looking over and Hulk Hogan was there. And then that was it. I'm just like, what the fuck? Why am I dreaming about Hulk Hogan?
That is very strange. You know what I mean? And, like, I'm just waiting for another sex tape to drop, you know?
Oh, God.
And apparently he said the N-word in his sex tape.
You said something about that.
Yeah, I haven't confirmed if that's true or not, but, I mean, good old Banielson in the chat said something about that. I'm like, bro, that's next level.
Yeah, I don't know if he actually said that, but he's in my dreams now, and it weirded me out last night. Like, I remember waking up from my first dream, and I was like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Two.
What the fuck? Like, what the... Hulk Hogan? And then I, like, went to the bathroom or whatever, and I went back to sleep. And then I wake up to go to work, and I remember seeing him again. And I'm like, what in the hell's going on?
Dude, I wonder if he's dreaming about you, too. He's like, who's this random weirdo?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's
Whitney
a thing.
In the chat says Flex is jealous.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. I've never dreamed about Hulk Hogan before. So that was a new thing for me.
Well, you know, yeah, it's literally like we're living through Idiocracy right now, because this whole Kamala Harris, she had a freaking campaign, rally.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had Megan Thee Stallion out there twerking that ass.
Yeah, I seen some shit about that. Like, there was some twerking going on. There was, like, it was. And then I seen, what's her name? There's I forget her name. She's. Has a big social media presence, and she does, like, news and stuff like that. But she's, like, the short girl with, like, the glasses and dark hair. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. I don't know. But okay. he was there. She was there, apparently. And she had noticed, like, people leaving within, like, 15 minutes of the rally starting.
Oh, yes, dude. And, yeah, she works for Turning Point
USA. Yeah. And yeah. She's like, oh, okay. I'm wondering if it's, she was like, I wonder if it's like just an off few people were like, hey, I'm just going to get out of here. But then she watched more and more, and like people from all sections were all just leaving like 15 minutes in.
Were they leaving or were they going to like the bathroom? Because this was in a stadium, so they had.
I know,
like,
but she said Kamala's speech was only like 30 minutes.
Oh.
So okay. She was like, I'm wondering if everyone showed up just to see the like the free performances.
Well, duh, yes.
And then Kamala's thing started, and they're like, let's get out of here.
Like, not so interested in this one.
Yeah, right? Like, okay, I got what I wanted. I'm out of here.
Exactly. Yeah, so I have a couple of bookmarks, and I would like to start with this lady outside of the rally. And to be fair, I don't know if this is outside of the rally that happened today or tonight or whenever this happened, the twerking. I think it happened today. But this is the cat lady, childless cat lady at the Kamala Harris rally, growls and scratches when she was asked about J.D. Vance.
Oh.
She's quite the character. And now, to be fair, I know there's a lot of these characters at Trump rallies, too. You know what I mean? You had the QAnon shaman. You had that was the January 6th. But
I've never seen a cat lady, though.
Yeah, I've never. This one's.
I've
awkward,
never seen
dude.
Like, because I went to the one Trump rally when it was here in Texas, and I didn't see people dressed up as animals.
No, like the. But like, I mean, the ear pillow. A lot of people were wearing the ear pillow. That was very strange.
What does she say here?
Yeah, let's check her out.
Meow. I am a childless cat woman, but I'm happy. I'm happy. Bring laughter on.
Yeah, what is your message to Vance?
Here,
Evan, here's the message.
She's
gonna pierce.
You don't mess with childless cat ladies.
That's sad.
Isn't that sad?
Yes. I'm childless cat lady, but you know, I'm happy. I'm happy.
She looks really happy.
Laughter for all. Whatever she said. Like you're not. You're indeed, dude. Sad.
So, I thought that was very interesting. I'm like, okay, there's some weirdos everywhere. So this is just this. It's so bizarre when you get into politics. It's us versus them. You know, when you have, I saw a video of a guy putting on like a, he had two shirts on. He had like a pro Trump shirt on over a pro Biden shirt. Right. And so he was first. So he had his pro Trump shirt on and he went to the Biden rally. And they were all treating him like with disrespect, like, get out of here. What are you doing with that garbage on all this stuff? You know what I mean? And then he goes to the Trump rally and they're all like, oh, hey, you're going to switch sides. Come on now. Let's switch sides. You know, that kind of stuff. But it's just like, so us versus them, you know, it is like a professional sport at this point.
I mean, but this is like this cat lady thing. It's not even an us versus them thing. What is she doing there? What is the point of this?
I think she's trying to live it up, bro. She's like, you know what?
Is it becoming like an America's Got Talent audition thing?
I think so.
Where it's just all the weirdos show up for this thing so they can just have eyes on them.
Yeah. I wonder if she brought like a big kitty litter thing too to piss in. You know what I mean?
I mean, like a cat maybe. Box. And if she's really going to be the childless cat lady, why would you even name yourself that? That's weird.
Yeah. So, anyway, moving on, the one right below that kind of shows the crowd at the Harris.
Yeah, it's from Harry Sisson, whoever we've talked about him before, I think.
Yeah,
he's
the sissy.
Kind of a doucher. But yep. He posted this video and it's a packed arena or stadium or whatever this is.
So now this could be before Megan Thee Stallion.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Her ass
could
off.
Be before the concerts actually happened.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this is
pretty full, though. Right? You know, you got the whole upper deck kind of filled out. Everybody's swinging their Harris signs. So,
I mean, okay.
I think I have another video by Kamala Wins. Oh boy. Yeah, when you look this stuff up on Twitter, the Twitter names are just like very disturbing. But So yeah, that was my takeaway, is like, okay, this is much larger than Joe Biden's events. But like you were saying, the performers are there for the Democrats, right? So like,
oh, yeah,
all these big name performers, you know, I just saw like Green Day again. They held up like a mask of Trump,
of course.
But then also you had like a way overreaction from the right, saying like, oh, Green Day's disgusting, despicable act of holding up a severed Trump head. And I'm like, dude, it's a Halloween mask for one. And there's like no blood, or it wasn't like a Kathy Griffin type of magazine, you know, shoot.
But this is, I mean, everyone was there for this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Everyone was there for this.
Exactly. Twerk that ass, girl. Mm.
Like, there's no other reason. They got a free show, and that's why people came.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. People came, and then they got the rocks off, and then they left.
Yeah, they let. From what I understand, a lot of people were leaving, like, well before it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost as soon as Kamala's thing started, people started, like, dwindling.
Well, you know, it might be because she pretended to be a Southern black woman.
Yes.
And there is a clip.
I just saved a clip. I don't know. Yeah, did you save one earlier?
Yeah. Terrence Williams put it out. But
yeah, she's unveiled a new accent again.
Like, exactly, dude.
We seen this. Was it when she was running as VP? I think
AOC
Biden?
Did it. Kamala, I don't know if she has ever done it.
No, I think she has, because I think she was doing it when her and Joe were running, and her voice and her accent would change depending on where she was at in the country.
Yeah.
Like,
same thing with AOC, dude.
Could you be any more fake than that?
Yeah. Like, well, and same thing. I mean, Hillary did it too, remember?
Oh, yeah. Hillary did do it. So this is Kamala and her newfound accent.
Yep.
Helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024. Yes, we will.
We're
going to do it in 2024.
2024.
But that was 2020. So, like, that's why I was like, what? That's weird. You know, I don't think this was from just this rally. You know what I mean? Because that was Georgia, and you know, she was in Atlanta, so I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe she was talking about, you know, back in 2020, she was like, you know, and I said back then, we're gonna do it again in 2024. Come on, give me some more.
Like, just stop. People can see right through this. Like, immediately, as soon as that happened. I don't know. I didn't watch her rally, so I don't know if she was talking like that the entire time.
I don't think so.
Or if she just all of a sudden had a little draw on her four when she said four. I don't know.
It is very strange. So it makes me wonder, like, if I ever go to the South, will I start talking like this? You know, like, we make fun of them, but I'm like, would I do that too?
Like, if I
go out to order something at a restaurant, be like, I want some coffee.
No,
give me some coffee.
I don't think so, because I moved here to Texas, and I don't talk like I grew up in fucking Texas.
Yeah,
I talk like I always talk. So I don't know. It's just a pandering. It's like, oh, now I'm gonna be one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm not one of them, and I'm above them, but I'm gonna act like I'm one of them, and I'm gonna put a little Southern draw on myself.
Oh, Southern drawl.
Because that's going to win you votes.
Well, like, I remember talking to my dad once, and like, he started talking with a twang in his voice. And I'm like, what is this? And my sister even noticed it. She's like, why is dad talking with a twang? And then he's like, I've always had a twang. And I'm like, what? No, you're like a fucking Okie, dude. Like, you've grown up, you're like a poor white guy growing up with a large family. So, no.
Why did he do it? Just because?
I have no idea, dude.
Like, was it something he was talking about, and he just felt like he had to put a little thing on it?
Yeah, he just started, you know, doing a little twang twang. Like, come on, dude. What are we doing?
I mean, I'd do that if I'm, like, trying to reenact something. I'd try to change my voice, but, like, I don't just go somewhere. Like, I don't, me and the wife don't go to the store and all of a sudden I have an accent. Just yeah. cause.
You guys should do that though. Like, when next time you go out to a restaurant, just it'd be like, okay, I'll be English, you be deep Southern. Okay?
I did do that once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went out to, where was it? I forget where we went. It was like a, it was a breakfast place. I forget where we were. Somewhere in.
Did they believe you though?
I think so. I don't know. It definitely threw her off guard.
Mm. Like the, top of the morning
like,
to you.
Because I was the last one to order my food. And like it went my aunt and I don't remember who was all there. Like my cousin, my brother, my dad. And then it came to me and all of a sudden I have an Australian accent now.
Oh, crikey.
And
I'll
she,
take
like,
them flapjacks there.
She definitely had to take like a double look at me. But it was funny.
Okay.
I didn't I do gotcha. It to try to like convince someone that I was actually Australian.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's funny, like, you know, just thinking back to Madonna when she lived in England for a while and then she came back with a English or like a British accent. And it's like, really? Like she tried to pull it off and everybody's like, you can stop now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So this whole twerking thing was trending on Twitter. You know, it's thousands of tweets and all this or X, whatever you want to say. And this got brought up again. This was Rhode Island State Senator Tierra Mack,
where she
was in her thong in a bikini on the beach, does a headstand and starts twerking. And then at the end, she's like, vote for me. You know,
yeah,
okay.
I do remember this.
Yeah. So it's like reminiscent of this Democratic twerking for votes.
Yeah. So graphic warning.
Yeah, you're gonna see some mashing. What?
Vote Senator Mack.
Vote for Mack.
Oh my God, vote Senator Mack.
Jeezo.
Like what
I could
the
hear
hell?
Those butt cheeks slapping, dude.
I remember when that happened, and right back. Like I don't understand. Like why would you open up? Why would that be part of your campaign? Like who are you? I understand some people are really like into that, but if you're trying to win over a country, is that how you want to like present yourself in a presidential rally?
You're talking going back to Megan Thee Stallion coming out, right?
Well, yeah, and it's just like you have people twerking their asses on a presidential stage for the rally. Mm-hmm. That's not a good look.
Well, you know, so here's the deal is. At least they were kind of dressed, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, like, they were kind of wearing like the pantsuit things, but
yeah, but and still. And at least she wasn't dry humping another female, you know what I mean? Like how
did
she
did not?
The,
did, I didn't watch the show.
I don't think she did, dude. But like, what he was WAP back in the day where she went on stage with I always forget that was it Cardi B the second one?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, and they did the whole scissoring and whopping at the same time. I'm like, what the hell is this? You know what I mean? Very,
yeah. I don't know. It's getting, like, we've always said, like, this election's going to get weird. But I wasn't talking about it being, like, weird like this.
Yeah.
Like, this is getting to a different weird. You have cat people.
Like, I got a boner now. This is getting real weird.
You have cat people and fucking asses shaking and fucking you have straight up hip hop performances before your show. And that's basically the only reason people are there. Like it doesn't make any sense. Why do this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can see why, cause it brings a crowd, right?
It does bring a crowd, but I mean, I guess we'll see if they actually accomplish anything, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a hell of a lot bigger than anything Joe Biden's ever had.
That's true. And I mean, I think that Kamala Harris, regardless of how dumb she is, and I have a clip of like how dumb she is. Elon Musk just shared it and I do want to play that later. But first, I do want to play this clip because this is like the quote that's going viral from the speech is this is at her Atlanta rally. She said, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage. As the saying goes, if you got something to say, say it to my face. But the crowd goes wild. And there are quite a bit of people there. So just take a listen to the crowd. Yeah, listen.
reconsider to meet me on the debate stage.
Oh, yeah.
Because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
say it in my
face.
Going pretty loud.
Huh.
All right.
Say it to my face.
Say it to my face. Yeah, I hate her face.
Yeah.
I just very much dislike the way she looks and the way she stands there and the way she every time she does that pause, Donald.
Yeah, with a smirk on her face.
And
like,
she's got that like condescending look on her face all the time.
Yeah.
Say it to my face. Whatever. Like, oh! It's so stupid. Like, she's annoying all the way through.
Yeah, you know, I thought it would be hilarious if they would have invited Montel Williams. He's like, you're still my hoe. Get over here. Grab my arm. You know, that kind of like side piece.
I didn't say you could
like
do this.
Her out. Yeah, he like walked her out.
I do think it's funny. Like, there's this one guy in like this almost like a tan blazer jacket thing off to the side. And he keeps like, he's standing there holding a sign like this. And he keeps like looking over. Like, how long do I smile for?
Yeah, do I got
to
do
like,
this
forever? He keeps looking. It's so funny. I'm going to have to, I'll play this and I'll zoom in on him.
Yeah, just mute it.
This guy.
Oh, that guy.
This guy right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, dude, look at him. Oh, what? You just zoomed in.
Look at him.
I didn't know
him.
Post
watch
Malone
him.
Was there, too.
Oh,
what's Post Malone?
Oh, hello. Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's looking at like a big screen or something.
Probably.
But also, is this guy twins with that guy?
Holy moly. Is that a woman or is that that's a woman?
This one right here? I don't know.
Oh, wait. I can't see your cursor. I don't know. Holy moly. What is that
this
creature
right
there?
Here?
Yeah.
I don't know. But is this guy right here?
Yeah.
Is he twins with that guy?
Oh my God. They do look similar. Dude, these are body clones.
Yeah, there's full,
the audience
there's
is all
clones everywhere.
Jeez, no wonder why she's so popular. Just clones. Clones
know.
Are voters.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting because I'm like, oh, that actually sounds like quite a bit of people are there. And
there was quite a bit of people there.
Yeah, and I've been hearing like her popularity is being underplayed, and I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, because she's not Trump, maybe that's a reason to vote for her, right? You know, for a lot of people. But I'm just like, I don't really know what she has to go off of. And this is a good segue into the article that I sent you. Because this was the OMG group. This is James O'Keefe doing his undercover sting operation again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to, who is this? This is, they dropped a bombshell on the Kamala Harris campaign, blah, 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 blah. This was the DNC compliance manager, Joyce DeCersei, talking trash about Kamala Harris and admitting to making empty promises to donors. Now, this was like a fake date type of thing, like they met on the Bumble app. I watched like the entire video, but
that guy,
dude, it's a guy and his name's Joyce.
Oh,
or Joycey?
Is he like a trans guy?
Nope.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Is just a guy named Joyce?
I think so. He, him, he goes by he, him. He's pronouns.
So he's just a dude named Joyce.
Yeah. And there's a link to the video. It's a 14-minute long video, but if you play the first 2 minutes, he does a good like little trailer of the entire thing right up.
I like Kamala.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it's pretty entertaining. It's interesting what he says, so I want you to listen to this and then we can kind of chat about it.
Okay.
Harris, but I don't think she'd win this year.
Meet Joyce DeCersei, he, him.
the compliance manager to the DNC.
What's your official title?
Compliance manager.
My specific job, like the end all be all of my job, is reporting to the government how much the DNC raised and where it spent its money.
Saying that she doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of.
She's weirdly unpopular. She doesn't have any accomplishments to speak of because she's vice president.
She's weirdly unpopular.
Right.
What does that mean? Like, that's like a whole different standard of being not popular, is if someone that's supposed to be working for you says she's weirdly unpopular.
Yeah, just for some reason, she's just not liked by a lot of people. I don't get it. Strange.
A guy named Joyce is telling you you're weirdly unpopular.
Yeah, and he does sound like he's gay, by the way. I mean, he has that flamboyant tongue.
Joyce DeSiris revealed how the DNC gains donations and what tactics they use, including just telling donors what they want them to hear.
When I was doing finance, like fundraising, we just call it finance and politics, you kind of tell a donor what they want to hear.
Which is what?
Whatever they want to hear.
DeSiris admits...
Doi.
Whatever they want
you
to hear.
You kind of just tell... We call it finance and politics.
Yeah.
You kind of just tell a donor whatever they want to hear. Which is what,
you know, those weird fishes that you find at the bottom of the ocean that, like, they have that squished up face.
Oh, yeah.
Weird,
like,
nose.
Like a puffer fish thing?
Kind of, but, like, this one looks like a squished fish. You know, like a squished... It almost looks like you've squished the face.
Definitely like in that picture also.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the gigantic face mask that he has on. And goggles hanging from it.
He has goggles!
Oh boy,
and those are like pool goggles, so you can't get
exactly
anything inside. Like, what are we doing? What is this guy? Like,
well, continue okay. Playing it up until like a minute 46 or 2 minutes or somewhere around there.
Okay,
it's to the OMG citizen journalist American Swiper. You kind of tell a donor just what they want to hear.
You just put on a performance button, a little show, right?
You just put on a performance for them, a little show, right?
So basically we're just feeding into their fantasy.
Yeah. Which, you ever met a rich person? They want their fantasy to be, you know, fed.
So we just take their money and we, like, smile and nod our head, but, like, we don't really take their opinions into our strategy.
100%.
So some donors are holding back on writing their checks because they think that the campaign's not doing well. Why would they think that?
I don't know, a lot of people think we should attack Trump more.
We should attack Trump more?
Yeah.
Do you feel like our strategy has always been just, like, take their money and tell them what they want to hear?
Yeah, that's one fix.
All right, there we go. Yeah, so, I mean, when you listen to that, he's basically bragging about telling big money donors all of these little lies, and basically you're telling them a lie. You're telling them what they want to hear so you can take their money, even though you're making empty promises. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, that's just politics. You know, you tell them what they want to hear and then they pay you. And then, you know, if you can make it happen, that's great. But you know, if you don't, that's politics.
Well, yeah.
Which, you know, it is kind of already
knew that. But also, this guy almost sounds like he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
No. But apparently, he's like the big dog. When you listen to the video, he goes and like lists out an example where he's listing all these numbers and calculations and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And then the girl that he's with goes, whoa, that's impressive. You are so smart. You're like, you know, feeding his ego time. And it's one of those things where when I was watching this just right now, I realized how big of losers all of these people are that are tied up in political campaigns, political managers, content, man, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's a fucking loser, dude.
Yeah. As much as they, I'm sure, I don't know if, is he like a, have an actual position so he actually gets paid, or is he like an intern or something?
Yeah, he actually gets paid quite a bit. He's the, I don't know about quite a bit. I'll take that back. DNC compliance manager.
Hmm.
So he basically helps negotiate the campaign finances, you know what I mean, with the donors. So, I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
And you're part of the compliance manager. So like ethics is somewhere in your job title.
Probably, yeah, probably.
But he just admitted to taking donor money without, you know, just putting on a show and all this stuff. So I'm just saying, he just seems very desperate to be liked. And that's what's kind of sad. I mean, it's just really just kind of sad.
Well, isn't that the way it is with all these? Like the James O'Keefe people, like the people he gets to answer like these questions and stuff. It's all like, I feel like if you were doing some sketchy shit and you were a normal person, you wouldn't be telling people that. It doesn't matter if you're out to dinner with someone or not.
Exactly.
I feel like the people they actually get into this with are the ones, like you said, they're kind of just losers, and they're going to take attention no matter how they can get it.
Yeah. And it, like from their job titles, you can tell that they like power. They like the influence. They like being able to brag about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that he's kind of been holding this in and wants to tell somebody so bad.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, finally, I have this hot date that I can, you know, let out all my steam with, you know? And
yeah. Cause he kind of has that, when he's standing there like shaking his head, you're like, yeah, yeah, we just tell them whatever they want. And then we get all this money, you know?
Yeah.
We just, it's like, I mean, we just, we're just good. We're just that good. And we know we're doing something wrong. But
super easy.
We're getting away with it. It's super easy. Yeah.
But he did go on and talk about how the donors were holding back on some of their checks because they think that they should attack Trump more.
Mm.
So like more Trump ads, or anti-Trump ads, I should say, more like, I don't know. I don't even know what goes into that, right?
But are they holding back because they want them to attack Trump more, or are they holding back because they are starting to see the writing on the wall that this is failing?
That's another thing too, right? Well, he also admitted that he doesn't think that she can win.
Mm.
And even if she ran in 2028, she wouldn't win then because she's weirdly unpopular. You know what I mean?
Well, we already knew that.
Exactly.
Like we knew that when she ran for president, like she had like 1% or less than 1% of popularity polls. Like,
yep.
She was out before the thing even started.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard got rid of her. Right. So I'm just saying like for, you know, all of this background noise of race, she's going to be the first black president and stuff. But it's like, if you look at her heritage, she's actually more Indian than black. So I'm just saying, I mean, her name is like Hindu Sanskrit, like Kamala Devi Harris literally means like pale red goddess. So like in Sanskrit, there's some meaning there.
Okay.
And like her sister's name is Maya. Like they have some deep Indian roots. So it's not just like, oh yeah.
Yeah,
she's
but
like
saying you're Indian isn't gonna get you a lot of votes. There isn't like the population group that you're going after is a lot smaller.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and I mean, look at if you say you're the first black woman to become president, and that's exactly what frickin' the twerker said, you know?
Yeah.
The stallion.
Yeah, the stallion.
He was saying, like, I'm so proud to introduce the first black woman president. Oh, blah, 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 Kamala Harris. And you know what I mean? So it's just like,
Well, but, she's not president. You haven't introduced her.
For sure. Well, that's why we named this woke ass president WAP. Right?
Yeah.
Because she's doing that wapty wap. But I mean, the word on the street is that Kamala Harris has put more black men in prison than
anybody.
Most people, right?
Like her record is insane.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, to be fair, I haven't looked that up. I just know what people are saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay, if that's true, then that's pretty bad. People should look into that, right? So I don't know, dude. I did have one last clip, though.
Okay.
And this was something that Elon Musk shared. And this is a clip that is right on down. It says, like, this is unbelievable. It's kind of like a TikTok that somebody put together. But you have to listen to her responses. It's like a 2-minute video where the reporters are asking her about, like, Build Back Better. You know, what can you do to fix these problems? Like, how are you going to pay for these kind of solutions and all this stuff? And just listen to what she says. It is mind-blowing.
Record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this.
Oh, boy.
Prices have gone up, and families and individuals dealing with the reality.
So, like, that's the Nick Cage meme, dude. That's the Nick Cage. You don't say.
You don't say.
This is a freaking meme. Prices have gone up. You don't say.
I like how she's like, we'll start with this.
Pause. Yeah. She should have had the Borat pause.
God dang it.
But yeah, man. Continue.
That bread costs more, the gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
It's friggin' brutal. A drink
That's
of wine.
About having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. One, it is designed to make it less expensive for working people to live.
Okay. I figured that was kind of the point, right?
It was specifically designed to bring down the costs of childcare and increase accessibility and availability. Designed to bring down the cost of elder care.
Huh?
Okay.
So how? How?
And make it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help. And Build Back Better is not going to cost anything. We're paying for it.
It's not going to cost anything. We're paying for it. Who's paying? You mean we're paying for it?
Well,
because you don't have any fucking money. Your money is our money. You fucks.
Exactly. Well, and they just print more. To be fair,
that's true.
But all she did was reiterate the question.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Because the question was like, this Build Back Better, how's it going to work? You know what I mean? Like, oil prices are going up, food costs are going up. She goes, well, let's just start with this. The prices are going up. And when bread goes up, gas goes up. And what does that mean? We have to look at that. We have to analyze that. That means that everything goes up, and that's stress.
And that means
that's a heavy weight.
And that just means that the Build Back Better is designed to bring those down.
Exactly right.
And we're going to bring those down because we're going to make childcare more affordable.
Yeah.
And we're going to bring those down because we're going to make elder care more affordable. But that has nothing to do with what she asked.
I love our chat right now. Just like, I'm losing precious brain cells listening to her exhaust the listener. There's no resolve. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like that. We are now dumber for listening to that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a Billy Madison skit. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I don't know exactly what is going to happen. Do you think that she's going to stay in and she's going to be the runner, or do you think they're going to get rid of her?
I don't know, man. Well, Brock came out and endorsed her. So I think they're probably getting to the point where they're running out of moves. Because even if she wasn't the one that they're going to keep, they're running out of time, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they're out of options because there isn't very many people, if any people, they're going to do any better.
Yeah. Well, who do you think she's going to pick for VP? Big Mike?
Well, didn't she already announce her VP?
Or no? Oh, shit, did she?
I think it was
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it was I forget his name. It was like a white guy.
A white guy?
Yeah.
What is she trying
to
do?
I can't remember his name. Kamala.
You can't whitewash this.
VP.
You got to bring the big swinging Big Mike in. You
know what I mean? Fuck.
Kamala Harris running me. Yeah, I don't know, dude. I didn't see anything.
Oh, maybe it was something fake that I seen then. I thought she had. Oh, 2 hours ago, who could Kamala pick as their VP? Yeah, so she hasn't. I seen something where they were saying, or maybe they're just listing options that she was going to pick or something.
I have no idea. I honestly don't really follow it that much, but dang, dude. I think that it probably will be her because they don't really have an option unless there was something that said, oh, it was the McAfee, the John McAfee.
Oh, McAfee, yeah.
His tweet that said, like, the DNC will replace whoever it is because they're going to find out that there's, like, this loophole where they can vote for whoever they want.
Oh.
And just put that person in.
Yeah, you have.
Because when's the DNC?
August, like, 16th through the 18th or something like that, right?
Okay. So we got a couple weeks.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks could be very interesting.
Yeah, it's like mid-August. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. That's where this is getting confusing because I don't think they have any options besides her.
You know what? I did hear a very interesting theory that Gavin Newsom is now being swung to the right. Like they've activated him to be swung as a Republican or trying to appeal to the Republicans now.
What?
Much like Fetterman has, you know, when he's like,
oh, well, he actually makes sense every once in a while.
Yeah, like what they're doing down at the border just doesn't make sense. And I'm thinking about leaving the Democratic Party. With Gavin Newsom, he's cleaning up. He's like ordered for all the streets to be cleaned up. And I did, somebody in our chat mentioned it's because of the Olympics are coming in 3 years, right? So they want to get LA clean.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that 3 years in advance.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I heard that it was because Kamala is from California, so they don't want to like link the two together and then have it give her a bad image because that's her state or something.
That makes sense.
But I mean, making him swing right, I don't know if that would work. That seems like a bad idea.
Well, I don't know.
Times are different now. Like, I feel like people don't forget as quickly as they used to.
Well, I mean, look at COVID, dude. Look at the shots and look at.
I know, that's
Trump.
What I'm saying. Since then, since that period of time, I think people's minds work differently now.
Yeah.
I don't think that you're going to be able to do the shit that like Gavin has done to that state. Mm-hmm. And then people are just going to be like, he's red now. All right.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, hopefully not, because I mean, Kamala was part of the mandates. There was a lot of governors out there part of the mandates. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? Like, I get like Trump didn't do the mandates, but he helped build the delivery system for this and pump the trillions of dollars, helping contribute to the massive deficit that we're in right now. So I'm just saying, like, people forget. It wasn't that long ago, 4 years ago, we had like this massive influx of tyranny, right? So I don't know. I honestly, I think that we do have this, I guess I don't want to call it an ability. I want to call it a disability to forget, or yeah, to remember. We have this disability to remember. It's like, it's just like, I don't know. It feels like we as Americans should hold grudges, but we don't, you know, especially towards politicians. We should be like, dude, I remember what you did and I'm never going to fucking forgive you and I'm never going to vote for you. But it feels like we just kind of go, well, I guess that was just a one-time thing. And, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally think there is going to be those people that are just like, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think majority of people now are paying attention more now than they ever have. And I don't think things like that are going to be forgotten as easily.
I hope so. But I think that people can fall for something very, very easy. I mean, it's not going to be another virus. It's not going to be whatever. But like when you look at war,
yeah,
and how quickly people jump on the Ukraine bandwagon, how quickly people jump on the Israel bandwagon. The Ukraine one was like out of nowhere. Like Israel, I kind of understand because they've been our quote ally forever, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Ukraine is like, wait, what the fuck? Where is Ukraine? Like, what is this country coming out of?
That one was weird. Like the general support that went behind giving them money was kind of crazy. How much people was like, if you're not okay with sitting in support to Ukraine, then you're the devil.
Yeah, you're a Nazi. You
know, like it doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, like, yeah. Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, and then it is funny because they just did another audit and they found that they had like another like mass, like $2 billion of like underspending that they said that they did spend. Mm. So they used that to do another like $1.7 billion package to Ukraine, like just today or yesterday. God. So I'm like, they just make up these loopholes where they go, oh, we found more money. Let's send that on over.
How do you just find $2 billion?
Exactly, dude. Like this, these tax.
That's like whatever. I found a fucking a dollar bill in my pocket, and now I'm just like, woo! I can go fucking buy half a soda pop.
Exactly, right?
How do you just find $2 billion sitting somewhere? You don't,
dude. They're cooking the books. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly what they're doing. They're like, oh, actually, we didn't spend all the money for all these other bullshit programs we did. So we can just take all that money and lump it in and send it over here. And then we'll get a bigger cut of that back to us.
Yeah, but I honestly want to know what is like the strategy with Ukraine right now. Because it feels like the whole Israel, Hamas, you know, like the Gaza Strip being blown up, all this, like Lebanon was just blown up.
Yeah.
What is, like, Ukraine is not in the news.
Not at all.
We're still funding the fuck out of them. So I'm like, what, like, where will this go? You know what I mean? That's my whole, I don't know what the exit strategy looks like over there.
I'm not sure. I don't think there is an exit strategy.
Well, I mean, because there for a while, they were talking about Ukraine joining the UN, and that was going to be like this, the start of World War III, because if Ukraine joins the UN, then it's pretty much,
and then UN soldiers go in and start fighting against Russia.
Yeah. I mean, Russia is now attacking a UN nation, and per their whatever treaty rules, everybody's got to go fight them.
Yeah.
So that would be very easy to do. I feel like they're going to do that. They're just waiting for the right moment to do that. It's going to be like, hey, look over here. You know, it's going to be a big distraction type thing. Like, people are talking about how Trump might have another attempt on his life.
Mm.
And so if that happens and it fails, they'll probably do this whole Ukraine move. I feel like that's like a big fucking move, dude.
Yeah,
Ukraine joining.
Maybe.
NATO.
I mean, maybe it's not in the news. And then all of a sudden it's going to be nuclear war threat immediately.
I could honestly see that is what starts World War III.
It's just going from 0 to 100.
Yeah.
Because like either the Israel thing doesn't work how they want it to work, and like either starts fading away and people stop caring about it and they got to bring in some start up Ukraine again. So we got to fucking pile this on again.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like you said, it's going to reach a different point and then it's going to force moves.
Yeah. I mean, because like you look how quickly the news cycle works right now, mm-hmm. and it's going to get worse, dude. It's like every 3 days or every 2 days, you're going to have a massive story that breaks out. Like we had the Trump assassination attempt. We had the people trying to figure out what happened, like with the Secret Service failure. They're still having like inquiries and congressional hearings.
They were doing hearings with the FBI all week, last week and this week apparently. And I guess Trump just agreed to be interviewed or questioned.
Yeah, with his magical healing ear.
Well, I don't know about magical healing.
Dude, that was magic, dude. Well, the Lord.
I seen the picture, and you could definitely still see like there like a mark. It looked like a healed mark.
Oh, did it? Like Jesus?
Like if you zoomed in on it, you can see like there was a healed little crevasse there where it could have.
I couldn't see anything, so I don't know. Maybe I was looking at the wrong picture.
Maybe I mean it's been what, almost 3 weeks since that.
It
happened?
Was 2 weeks. It was 13 days when he took that off and had the picture. So I don't know. Nonetheless, the whole thing is like, then the Olympics came out, and then over the weekend, it's like, the satanic Olympics, the satanics, the transies. You know what I mean? Like
the Olympics is weird.
Okay. So there goes Trump's assassination. We're just forgetting about that.
The Olympics is weird. It's been weird for several years now, I feel like.
It has. But I mean, like to the people complaining that it's like anti-Christian, it was never a Christian event to begin with. I mean, it's like based on Mount Olympus, the whole Greek Athens, like the entire mythology around Greece. That's where it stems from.
Yeah, and that's where people were like, this isn't a depiction of that whole picture of the Last Supper thing. They're saying it wasn't a depiction of that. It was something that happened in Greek mythology and shit like that.
Yeah, the dinner of Dionysus or the Last Supper of Dionysus or something.
Yeah, it involved that blue guy was like some kind of god or something. Yeah.
Yeah, a horned god. Yeah. Kind of like Pan. But I mean, the horned god, horny, is where that comes from.
But you know what I mean? You can do all that. But it doesn't mean you can have your balls hanging out either.
Yeah, dude, did you see that?
I did see that. Do we have that? They actually apologized for it.
They actually apologized for it
and then ended up like taking down some videos or something like that because his nuts were hanging out.
Yeah, one of the dancers behind the blue guy popped a nut out.
It was during the dinner thing when they're all standing there and he's standing there like this.
Yeah.
And like looking off to the set and he just has a nut hanging out there for the world to see.
Yeah, it's funny because I found the video of that and then like he does this magical like guitar stroke. And then he tucks his nut in as he goes down.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he went like this, tucked it right in. I'm like, no way, that was smooth.
God dang it. Oh, here, I got the picture of it.
Okay.
I just typed in Olympic nut.
Olympic nut. There it is, bro.
That might be both nuts.
I think that is both nuts.
Yeah. I think I see a nut there.
This is nuts. I'm reading the caption. That's hilarious, dude.
Like, that's
world class troll right there. He's going to be remembered as the guy who plopped his nuts out on the Olympic opening scene.
Oh, man, that's an Olympic size wardrobe fail right there.
Yeah, he could just say it was a failure. Like, it just happened on accident. I mean, those were some tight fucking shorts, dude.
You wear shorts like that. You wear shorts like this. You have to assume your boys are going to come out.
That's a Speedo, dude. Those aren't shorts.
Well, whatever the fuck that is, that ain't going to hold nothing in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably the point.
It probably was. Who knows?
That whole thing, though, with the white horse, I thought was very, because there was a silver horse on the water, and that's like a reflective kind of whatever. I heard it being compared to the moon. I listened to Ryan Gable.
He was on
Quite Frankly. And so he was saying like the silver horse represented the moon and like the moon god and all that stuff. But then the white horse, there was actually another horse that was a white horse walking down. And, you know, he thinks that like the pale horse of like the apocalypse is like a light green color.
Mm.
So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. He knows way more about that shit than I do. So I was like, okay. So he didn't really see that much detail about, you know, the end of the world and Armageddon with the behold the pale horse, you know?
Yeah.
But it is interesting if you think, like, you know, this whole Antichrist end times, and then you have like Kamala, her name means pale red goddess, you know, like the Scarlet or yeah. the Whore of Babylon, Scarlet Woman. And then you have like this white horse just like leading the way, you know, ushering in the Armageddon. I don't know. I just thought there was all these different connections. It was interesting. Very interesting.
The only thing I honestly ever hear about the Olympics every year is how fucking weird the intro shit is for it.
Exactly, dude.
Like, I don't ever... Oh, and there was that fucking... There was something like last time or whatever where there was like a huge scandal with one of the gymnastic people or something, wasn't there? Or something like that. But I want to know like what the viewership is for the Olympics. Like, does anybody even give a fuck anymore?
Worldwide, I bet you, yeah. I bet you it's pretty high. I think this Olympics was in the billions of views.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty high. But I mean, I remember 2012, they had the whole, you know, predicting the scam, you know, thingy.
Yeah.
Right. With the jib jabs and all that stuff. They had children in bed, like running from these gigantic syringes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they had like that was the one where they had the huge fucking like fucking death guy walking through the whole fucking stadium, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they also had a bunch of dancing nurses and doctors. And so people were comparing the dancing nurses and doctors then to the dancing nurses and doctors doing TikTok videos during the actual pandemic.
Yeah.
And saying like, look, they predicted this whole dancing thing. Like, what?
Yeah.
Weird.
So what do you think? What would you think this one was predicting?
The fucking end of the world? Who the hell knows, dude?
Just because of the like the pale horse and all that shit, that thing?
Yeah, I was listening to another show and they were saying how it might be predicting the end of the whole tranny movement.
Mm.
Because like you had a bunch of transvestites the entire time, you know what I mean? And then it's like you're showing this death scene or like the white horse, so it's like the end of the world, so maybe it's the end of their movement, dude. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't really see it that way, but I feel like at the end times, it's going to be like in the times of Noah. So it's going to be like, God, what is it? What's the Gotham and Samora? I forget. The
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. I think
I don't know. It. Like, I'm bad with the freaking names off the top of my head, but like a bunch of like gay sex. There's going to be like a bunch of weird shit going on. Sodomy. There's going to be like. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know. But I honestly don't think that it predicts anything. I think
probably,
it's just like...
Probably not. They're just being weirdos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Performance art. But you don't know. I don't... That's the thing, is like you don't really know if it is just performance art or if it's like they're trying to tell you something, you know?
Who knows? No, nobody would actually ever know. Because there's not one person that's going to go, yep, that's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. I think I was thinking of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah, Sodom
and Gomorrah. That's what I was thinking of. I don't know what I was thinking back in the... I was thinking about Madonna. I was thinking about...
Well,
the Stallion, twerking.
Good show, dude.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, like we said, it's just getting weirder on all levels. In all ways, it's getting weird.
Yeah. And you guys, Dave couldn't make it tonight. I know everybody was asking, like, where's Dave? So he has a busy week at work.
Yeah, his work's
going. We're going to do another show tomorrow, but he might only be here for a little bit. I don't know. So we'll see.
All right. Yep, another show tomorrow. Hopefully, like, tomorrow we'll be back on our normal schedule. Obviously, this one was a day late. So until then, we'll see you guys later. Everybody.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.